That is why we cannot live for a moment.
So, one of the things I want to say is one
should be clear. Cannot be a human being.
So,
can you listen up to the story? In narrating this, that was story that any friend has done to me, another thing. And if he is telling that our friend, I'm going to market because we have come. And I want to give you so much benefit with all preparation. I want to bring that rational life, my fear, or anything. Can you then know? No, you just. Oh, I should bring. I know that you like all these things. So I must. Then it is. It is a business with love. So if Gopika is telling that he wants us to enjoy, and for that is one man, we want to sense your power for enjoyment, then friend will be there. So the hope is that God. So chatur inside. That they can defeat Krishna also. Sometimes Krishna cannot imagine what maybe is hidden in their heart. So he goes follows Gopi. And that is why Krishna became outside and was calling Gopi when they are coming and telling all this. Only to hear all this. So Pranata Dehinam, the Krishna is telling, Gopis are telling that you should, your letter should be, you should keep honored there. But Krishna is telling, this is simple act. Anyone should not do. And dharma comes from us, dharma follows me. And I'm saptasya jonin, nihitanta sakte. Sapta has come direct from me. Sapta is persisted in me, lives in me. Sapta comes from me, and always I'm persisted. Adhishtati Devata of spring, understand? Adhishtati Devata of that chapter. So, I am such. I am Murti of such. So, I cannot do what is sensitive. If I will do, Jagyad Atar Kusheshta, Tattad Ed Itarodana, Jastad Jat Pramanam Kute, Lokas Kadani, I can do. All will begin to do life. Then Gopika telling, Pranata Dehinam, Patakam. If anyone touch the shelter of your name, touch your foot, your name, your pastime, remembering you, then every sense goes away easily. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so many times it has been told that every sense of pain goes away by only chanting as Ajami Upasthan. And if anyone touches your lotus foot, then any no smell of path Bully, my friend will be there. Now we have come and we have surrendered you, let us see. So it will not be anything in us critical that that sin will come in me. But they are telling if you touch by your feet to anyone like Ajani, Jagai, Nagai and all others, then that sin goes away. How it is that all sin will come to you? As soon any Ashram devotee, that each guru sets any disciple, then he has to take all the evils and sins of all disciples. So if there are thousand and lakhs of disciples, then what guru will do? He will sink in the ocean of sin. What does it do? You can advise. He has not to take all these things, but by remembering Gurudev's lotus feet, all things burn. No smell of sin and all of sin and sin. This Guru has to do. He had nothing to say. All things burn and all truth comes in. No question of but perfectly. Anyhow he wishes only, then it will be. But Guru should be Guru. Guru should be Guru. Kali should be Guru. Sanat Devina, seventh. You have gone up to path person. Sanat Devinam Papa Karsam Sinacharanigam Srinikesam. And you have read everything has come. Sinacharanigam. What is that telling that you should keep your lotus feet on your body? Then keep the telling that your body is so hard, I am caring to put my very soft lotus foot on your wrist. Then they are telling that it's Srinacharaniva. Srinachara, Anu Srinacharaniva. Srinachara, those who brave craft, that is especially who have four powers. Cows graze on mountains also, very high places also, and the places that up and down, it may be found there. So they are telling that yes, in comparison to your lotus feet of past minute, this part is certainly so much kathor, hard. But we see that you are, your that lot of things are Sena Chara Nuga. Anuga means that to follow. So, if you can go to very hard places like mountains, and where there are stones, and there they are pattha, small stone, and your lotus feet, till they are very happy, then why our breast is not so hard as stone and ivory? So we think that you are only pretending. So you want to prove that. Krishna told that Srina Saranuga, Yuga Goswami has given this name. Srina said, when a cows and all animals lack wisdom or no wisdom, sometimes if a man gets so many good with rasagulla, panchuva, or rabri, or anything he gets to cow, they only smell and but grass, whether it will be dry or they will like to say. Or if these animals, cows or anything, nearest is slaughterhouse and only grass is given to them, they used to quarrel themselves. If it's only this little grass, they are not knowing that at once they will have to go there and they will be murdered. So they only for this thing, little thing, they are quarreling. But they are not doing anything to protect their life. So, if Krishna tells that you are anabhidya, anabhidya means you are not so much buddhi, intelligent. You are abhya, unintelligent. So, I cannot keep my faith on your breath. Because in your heart there are so many malice, calm and all these things. And if I will keep, they will at once that Ajaya is my heart. Sanskrit. In India you know that Brahmins cannot sit to eat in a line with others. Understand? Why? Because in a line if anyone sits to eat or sits and for anything, it may be that all the bad qualities will come to that person. We also, we don't miss them. And it is so, by Kusanga, all bad evils can come. By association. By some. And by satasanga, all bhaktis come by good association.
Is it by the physical line or is it by the sangha?
Sangha. As there is cholera. Cholera is a disease of swashes. Swash it, and it's too late to get it.
Contagious.
No. Cholera,
everything,
something. We don't know, but if we sit together by their breath, it will come. If you take snan anywhere and that place if you a bad man is doing snan and you will do that, then any disease comes. If there is a Sudarshan oil here, it's now going everyone automatically. So by Sadhu Sangha, everything will come automatically. So by Kusang, anything will come automatically. Sometimes come by air, by water, and something are of Atma that don't need anything for help, they come automatically. Every time do it. So Krishna tells that you have so many bad things, calm, desired hope, and all burning here. So if I will keep my lips there, sit there, it may come to me.
If someone starts to see, does it mean automatically that he will pass from that person?
Certainly.
Automatically.
But if anyone is samartha, like Guru Vishnu, Acharya, their quality will come in that person and they will be transformed. But if we are Vishnu and only in second class or first name, third class, and bhakti is not so much advanced in us, then if anyone touch his head on or feet or touch his feet or touch really, then everything will come. This is right to advise. Then it is bound, it will automatically come. Yes.
You will grab your feet and then all the bad things
here I am in Mathura, you are in Vrindavan, in Bombay. But it will affect me. So our Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does not like to be touched at his feet.
But to give mercy,
to qualify person. Otherwise this quality will come. He will not say, but yet for others, those who are devotees, by giving remnants also, if this quality person will take remnants, your remnants, then your qualities will go to him and their disciples will come.
Sometimes, more in joking among our friends, touching each other's feet and things like that.
We are in same category, something, but not this quality that we are told. So, that is not a question at all. That is a question of others, those who are coming, disabled, yogi, and how many disqualities they have. This should avoid, and that should only be for samvarti. That should be attracted something. Very skillfully. If I have read of Srila Prabhupada that a man was drowning a river. Water was so deep. There was no now and anything. No boat and anything. And I was on the shore. I was trying to see that this person is going on and he is drowning. And he is calling, Bachao re, Bachao re. I don't know how to swim, and if I will fail and to rescue that drowning person, he will take hold of and I, the person who is going to but say he will drown first, then that person both. So we should do मर्तियार एनीथिंग टू बी फाइल वेरी वेरी सावधान, अदरवाइज गुरु और चेला दोनों डूब जाएंगे। समझा क्या? गुरु पहले भी डूबेगा और चेला पीछे डूबेगा, क्योंकि चेला डुबा देगा गुरु को भी। हाँ सर्टनली देखिए बाहर में तो हमारे पास अभी ठीक है, देखो ठीक अभी ऐसा ठीक है सम्मिलित हो गया। बट दिस फैक्ट इज ट्रू, सो दिस इज दो भजन वेरी अच्छे।
Someone may argue that is one more thing. That we have already accepted someone as a disciple. So what difference does it make if they get the remnant? Because they already been accepted as a disciple.
Huh, but Rupa Goswami has told, Sanatana Goswami has told, all our acharyas have told, Nama Parat. बहुत शिष्य कर देना ये सब न दो अनक्वालिफाइड सो मेनी शिष्य एनी टू आर डन विदाउट एनी के हो कम्स लेस देन बी डिसाइपल जो नेवी विल बी। दे आर बाउंड टू डू एनीथिंग रॉन्ग disqualified person. And if there are 100 in number and 100 are doing some bad things, you will do your bhajana rakhi that he is doing so, and so many complaints will come and bother your mind and doing no sister. But yet, so many complaints from here and there, but I get arrested. That hum to raksha pa jate, bhaiya wo unke to guru wo hain. Sakshi dai ji. But he will not speak. It will come to your head. So we should do this thing. Also speak the disciples. Carefully and those who are very careful. Only one to do Hari Bhajan.
This is why I do not have made a stipulation. First, the person himself, he knew the nature of the people around the world. He said, first, for 1 year, they should chant 16 malas and follow the four rules. And after that, if they get the recommendation of their, you know, temple leaders and others, then only he was given the material. Even he was careful.
This should be like so. And these rules should be exactly followed. Not only for so, but regularly. And from heart.
That's the end from the heart. Not just.
Not for, I'm only a rule there.
In other words, they should not be doing a simple to get a material. But they should actually have come to the point of doing it from the heart.
I think that so many persons, about 99% come only for another reason. Only very few persons come only to have bhakti interest. They said that he is going, so I should go. This lady is going, so I should also go.
What to do?
As our acharya has done.
What to do?
Very carefully. Not that anyone comes, give at once, because other will initiate. Competition market. Have you competition? How many your fish?
About 8 feet.
One left?
You like the whole world with it.
Sometimes, if anyone comes to me, I do like this. I am going to make you guru, my guru, because all Brajavasi are guru. So I think that is you. You are guru. And sometimes I tell it for my core of heart, not only that I am telling them.
We see that when we are dealing with them, that we love them so much.
I cannot treat anyone as a disciple. I will cut jokes, I will do anything, so many things. But you are great. You have the quality of your charity. That is great. Then, Krishna is telling that by touching your body, your evil things will come. And you are object. Then, gopis are telling, we know that we are object. We are foolish, but not foolish as cows or animals. There are no difference between so many good things and grass. We are not so. But we know that we are, to some extent we are. But we are qualified than cows. If you can go follow cows, then what is the harm that you should follow us? And we should keep yours. They are in so mood that they are weeping and telling. But we are laughing. We are not filling all these things with separation. We are following only Sarva Yukti something. But what will be the case when they are telling with Krishna and Krishna? Actually. But we know that by reading and reading, by anusilan, one day we'll have some taste and some greed, and we will really hear, we will feel, absolutely. Then he is telling that then Sri Niketana, Sri Niketana, if they are assisting, especially they are praying again and again to keep it, that Krishna is telling that I cannot keep my big lotus feet on your breast, because your breast is so much decorated with so many golden and so many valuable ornaments. So I cannot keep there. Then gopis are saying, Sri Niketana, we admit it that our breast is decorated with so many ornaments. And we know that your lotus feet is Sri Niketanam. Here our breast is so much decorated and so much lovely, or so much Shakti Sampanna Sobha, very beautiful. But your feet is Niketan of Sobha. All kind of beautiful softness and everything, it is the abode of all this. And we think that our this Sobha has come out only from your lotus feet. Now we want to make your lotus feet the alankar of my dress. If you keep it, then it will be very, very good ornament for ourselves. So please keep it as ornament. Krishna, here, if gopis are telling, and that gopis are telling, you are not willing to keep your lotus feet in our body, then why do you keep your face to the free heart? Always Lakshmi ji. Set the feet of Narayan, lotus feet of Narayan, and keep it here in heart and always in Sadhguru. So, if you can keep it there, that why you cannot keep on earth? Then Krishna is telling you, why I should keep it in your, because we are gopi, you are gopi. Lakshmi is not gopi, you are gopi. But in staying being gopi, you can keep there that we have some, what? Adhikar. Adhikar. We have some?
Right.
By that bunch, dynasty, we have this right. So you will have to keep it. Here, it has been given explanation that why Lakshmi does not leave for a second or moment the lotus feet of Narayan. Why? Once it has been given a story, perhaps you know, I have told you this story, then what story is it? You have heard? You have heard so many, not once, twice, so many things. Yes, you also know. Then, in a summary, I can tell that once Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to seat him and to take anyhow sitting his whole kingdom, Bhur Vasaha Mahajana Tapasakta, seven loks and me, seven of lower, Chauda Bhuvan, and gave it to Indra. Then, by the advice of Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, Sutal Lok was given to Bali Maharaj. And Krishna Smanam, Narayan told that for Prahlad Maharaj, that you can stay there in Sutal Lok, in the palace of Bali Maharaj. He told him yes. But in the meantime, Prahlad said anything in the ear of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was bitten so much pleased. He told that, you have given me Sutal Lok to Narayan. He told, you have given me Sutal Lok to stay there. I will obey your order. But I want anything from you, that you should be also there, and that palace has so many doors, above 50 or 20, 52, I don't remember, but so many. And you'll always, you should be present at each door. So that when I will come or I will go from any door, anywhere, I want to see you, and then you should go. Then he told you, yes, I've given it. So he remained in the palace of Bhavan Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Time went on. Lakshmi saw that he has gone to chal karne ke liye, to chit Bali, but he has not yet returned. Why he is not coming? Then Narad met him suddenly, and he asked to Narad that where my Prabhu has gone and yet he has not come. Then she told the history, and she told that he has gone to sit Bali, and Bali has seated him, and he cannot leave that place forever. Then Lakshmi told that, what should I do? To seek a she became an old lady, very beautiful but old, and as a poor Brahmin lady, and she came to the door of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was giving daan, charity. At the last bench, she saw an old lady was sitting there. And he is not in hurry, everywhere hurry, that I should go first, and should take anything, as usually we see. But he was sitting silently. When everyone went and they got anything, then Bali Maharaj told that, see, this lady is not a sadharan lady. Nothing. Because she is sitting and sitting and sitting. Patients like this lady, anyone cannot have. So she must be anything extraordinary. Then he went himself from apne singhasan se utar karke gaya.
From the throne he got down.
Got down and went and did pranam to that lady. Said, oh mother, who are you? And what you want? I think that you have some desire, but anyhow you are not saying. And you are sitting there patiently, so patiently. It seems that you are seeking a time that everyone should go away, then you will ask. So please ask what you want. She told that, I have come, but I fear that you cannot give. He told that, I will certainly be so. Then she asked, you certainly give? Then he told that, yes, certainly I will give. She told three times, she took three times, that I will give, I will give, I will give. Then he told that, she told that you should take sankalpa. Then he remembered that Vishnu has also told like this. And same way she is, who are you? But she was not expressing who are she. At last, acha, you should tell what you want. Then she did not speak, but indicate by finger that I want this name. Then he had fun to me and became so glad and also so much sorry also that I will have to leave this name. And Lakshmi has come herself here for this purpose. So he prayed to Vishnu that Lakshmi has come and he is wanting to you. But I don't want to leave you. So please do that. You should live here also and you should go with Lakshmi also. Then he manifested his Vaman Roop in two, and by one he always lived there and by another he went to Vaikuntha. But Lakshmi was always saying that he may not go anywhere. So always keeping that faith here in, so that he may not go anywhere. So his gopis are telling, Sri Niketanam, these fish are that their left for the left. Sri Niketan is your feet, or Lakshmi's left are Niketan of your feet. Sri Niketanam, both meanings are there. If you press and Sri, then Sri Niketanam, Sri is Niketan of your lotus feet, and if you press on Niketan, Sri Niketan, then it will mean that the lotus feet are Shubha, always smiling, always in full Kishori, and feeling herself fortunate because of these feet. If these feet are not with a lady, then she becomes a Vibhava, and everything goes away with that feet. So gopis are telling, if your feet are alankar of gopis and Lakshmi, then how it will not be ours? So keep your faith as alankar of our heart. Sri Niketanam, phana phanarpitam. Then again Krishna is telling Jason, oh, you are doing prayer, but I cannot, because there is so much tap in your heart. If you came to my faith, or if Krishna tells that I fear, why you fear? First he has told, but gopis has cut that argument. Now he tells, I fear your husband. They are telling that if you can put up your this lotus soft feet foot on the heads of that Kaliya Nag, hood of Kaliya Nag, and he was biting you, cutting you in heart and everywhere, in feet, but you felt no beast, no sap, nothing, and you did not fear, very boldly you did, and you danced, so lovely dance you did. So why not to our best you can keep this? I fear your husband. You did not fear from this Kali, so we know that you will not fear from our husband also. If he will, they will do anything, you will punish them as Kali was punished. So no fear. Te padami, that very qualified your faith. Please keep on our breath. And krindi naha hittayam. And you should cut off our head sayam. How if they have come to meet Krishna, so without meeting Krishna, their tap will not go. Understand tap? Heat means here so much that mood of meeting, that is tap. viraha now. It will only be samit, mane dur ho jayega, shant ho jayega. It will shant,
subsided.
It will subside only by meeting you and by doing bilas with her. Here, it is the deep meaning is that there is calm tap in Krishna. They are wanting that Krishna, her tap should be go away. And it will not be go if you are not meeting to Krishna. So, they are giving this proposal. And at last Krishna did so. And then Krishna tap went away. Then automatically gopis this mode also went away.